It's Thursday, April 7th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Amazon workers vote to unionize, big tech impersonates small business, and GitHub's intriguing services opportunity. This is the Business of Tech. Amazon workers voted last week to unionize at a Staten Island Amazon warehouse location. This is the first successful union attempt at Amazon in its history in the U.S. Amazon has challenged the vote, which is expected, but did so also against the National Labor Relations Board, which is considered an unusual move. If the NLRB does certify the election victory in the next few weeks, then Amazon is legally required to sit down and try and negotiate a contract with the union. This process is expected to be slow played by the retailer. Why do we care? Is this the beginning of a union resurgence? That's the critical question. Experts I've looked to are split. I've covered multiple times the current power of workers. I'll give you my take, yes and no. I do think there will be a resurgence in unions. I don't think it will hit knowledge workers deeply. This is noteworthy because it's Amazon, viewed as a tech company. The union is within its warehouses, making it a lot more like the new Starbucks worker unions than the Alphabet workers union. Just don't forget, there is an Alphabet workers union. While I'm on Amazon's moves, CNBC covered the Connected Commerce Council, which pitches itself as a grassroots movement representing small business owners. It's actually a well-financed advocacy group funded by tech-heavy hitters Google and Amazon. Square had been listed but was removed as they are no longer an active partner. And in a more significant twist, some small business owners listed on the website are not even members, nor have they even heard of the organization. More than 20 companies listed as members on the website told CNBC they had not even heard of the organization. There's even a term for this, an AstroTurf organization. It's a bit of Washington slang for a group that claims to represent grassroots entities, but in reality, serves as an advocate for big industry. It's a tactic used in Washington to push for specific legislative or regulatory goals using the sympathetic face of mom-and-pop organizations. Why do we care? I harp on watching what is going on in terms of regulation. Well, how about watching out for large, well-funded companies impersonating you? If you're a small business owner, I'd be pretty outraged. Oh, and I am a small business owner. It's one thing to observe that there are more lobbyists for Amazon than U.S. senators. To note, some of their money is being used to create false fronts. May not be illegal, but it sure smells rotten. If you can't win with your own ideas, it's okay to impersonate others, apparently. In the almost didn't make it file, quoting from Bleeping Computer, on Monday, GitHub announced it had expanded its code hosting platform's secret scanning capabilities for GitHub Advanced Security customers to block secret leaks automatically. Secret scanning is an advanced security option that organizations using GitHub Enterprise Cloud with a GitHub Advanced Security license can enable additional repository scanning. It works by matching patterns defined by the organization or provided by partners and service providers. Each match is reported as a security alert in the repo's security tab or to partners if it matches a partner pattern. Why do we care? That last two set of statements are why the story made the cut. Service providers can define the patterns. That smells like a consulting and services opportunity. Listeners, how would this service look? Somebody enlighten me. Or go forth and make this as a services opportunity yourself, then come back and tell me how you did it. Are you doing this now? That line isn't there for no reason. That's why we care. Thanks for listening. I am out of here to go catch my Nats play the Mets for opening day. It is a holiday in my household. I will be off tomorrow, but you're getting a bonus episode as part one of a discussion with Seth Robinson in regards to novel or useful trends. And I'll be back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.